On an interval scale, measurements are not only classified and ordered, therefore having the properties of the two previous scales, but the distances between each interval on the scale are equal right along the scale, from the low end to the high end. Two points next to each other on the scale, no matter whether they're high or low, are separated by the same distance. So when you measure temperature in centigrade, the distance between 0 and 10 degrees is the same as between 90 and 100. What you must remember, though, is that for interval scales, a measurement of 100 degrees does not mean that the temperature is 10 times hotter than something measuring 10 degrees, even though the value given on the scale is 10 times as large. That's because there is no absolute zero. The zero is arbitrary. On the centigrade scale, the zero value is taken as the point at which water freezes, and the 100 degree value when water begins to boil. And between these extreme values, the scale is divided into 100 equal divisions. Temperatures below zero on the centigrade scale are designated negative numbers. So the arbitrary 0 degrees centigrade does not mean no temperature. But when expressed on the Kelvin scale, a ratio scale, a measure of 0 Kelvin, equivalent to minus 273 degrees centigrade, does indeed mean no temperature. Calendar years are another example of an interval measurement. An arbitrary 0, or 1 depending on your viewpoint, was assigned when Christ was born, and time before this is given the prefix BC. Other than these, examples of interval measurements are rare.